coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
Energy FM for a Sunday morning, and we are talking the CONIFA World Football Cup taking place down in London, and Ellen Vannon winning again yesterday, 2-2. They're not quite there yet, and tournament football, two games in, you know, a game yesterday, a game today. Ben Carling is there with them. He's their sports therapist. And Ben, you've got some decisions to make on players today, and you know, a game yesterday, it's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, JC, it's going to be very tough. You know, you mentioned tournament football. We've actually got less than 24 hours to prepare for game day three, match three in the group. So really, from now, it is really just managing the recovery and just, you know, seeing how we can prepare the players. It's not ideal, but, you know, we know what we've got to do now, you know.
So you know, they come off the pitch yesterday, what, 7 o'clock, back on today at 3. So what do you do? What do you tell them to do? Is it just a case of monitoring them, or have you given them strict instructions?
Yeah, well, the one thing that I'm doing with the games here is I'm monitoring the players' hydration status, and typically that's going to be done with a series of weigh-ins. So we'll weigh the players in the morning, we'll weigh them in pre-match and post-match, and I'll look at any weight loss, you know, through the game. So we can assume that any weight loss during the game is down to fluids. Mm-hmm. And really the important thing is that, you know, any weight that they have lost in the game yesterday, we bring them back up to match weight for our group game three. Some of the players, you know, were losing 2 to 3 kilos. So, you know, that's between 4 and 6.5 pounds. So it's quite a bit of weight to lose, you know.
Wow, I should have come down there with you. How do you get them back up to weight? Is it just a case of just pumping them full of fluids with all the you know, the stuff that they've lost through sweat and dehydration? Or...
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. The players are on electrolytes in the warm-up and during the game. At the morning weigh-in, we give the players a hydro tablet as well to kind of keep their electrolytes topped up. Post-game, they're on recovery shakes as well, so it's just replacing some of their macros. So carbs, fats and proteins, really. So when the game finishes, that's when the recovery starts, just to kind of, you know, get some energy and stuff back into the muscles. Some of the players will look after themselves a little bit. You know, they'll do the foam rolling, and, you know, I'll take the players for a warm down as well. But, you know, really, you're just trying to manage it as best you can when you've got games so close together.
And temperatures down there. I know the first game... it was a hot one. What was it like yesterday with the 5 o'clock kickoff? Was it much different?
Not really. No, it was very hot. The sun was out. It was tough conditions. I mean, we thought last year we had it bad in Cyprus when we played, but it's just as hot down in London. So I mean, we're kind of used to tournament football in the heat. I don't think you ever fully get used to it. But we've always had a plan. Part of my remit was to come up with a plan on preparation and recovery. We're lucky that we can use the GPSs on the players, so, you know, we can track what they're doing on the pitch, we can track energy expenditure, we can track distance covered, top speeds, workloads, impacts. You know, we can pick up which players have had a particularly tough game, and which players may be perhaps underperforming compared to what we know they can do. So I mean, that's been quite useful as well for me. Again, that's part of my remit too.
There's no hiding for them, I tell you what. So if you decide a player is, you know, too unfit for tomorrow, but Chris Bass knows the player, the experience the player's got, is there a bit of friction there, or just who has final say?
No, not at all. I mean, Gaffer Senior definitely obviously has the final say. I can only advise on what I pick up on. If I pick up any red flags where I think players might be particularly prone to injury, or maybe they've had a tough game and they're at risk of injury, I'll always flag it. Obviously, the decision lies down to Senior and I'm sure Ditto. They get together and have a chat. Ultimately, you know, they pick the team. I can only advise on the kind of the the physical attributes that I monitor.
Okay, that's brilliant. I'll tell you what, Ben, over the next, hopefully we'll speak to you throughout the tournament, and over the next couple of weeks, it'd be great to get you in the studio and have a bit of a chat with you about what you do, because it sounds like something out of NASA, to be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, and I can have some numbers for it as well. We can kind of explain in more detail how much distance the players are covering, you know, not per game, but per tournament. You know, I think, you know, people sometimes see footballers as you know, being a bit weak at times, but you know, some of the distances and stuff that the boys cover at some of the speed, you know, it's quite impressive.
I'm sure it's absolutely fascinating. We're going to be talking to Alex Holden very shortly.